I'm Sarah Graff. I'm one of the curators in the Ancient Near Eastern Art Department, and I'm here with my colleague Kim Benzel, another curator in the department. In this case, we see some small metal gods that were created in the area that we call the Levant in the second millennium BC.
Generally speaking, what we call the Levant is what is today the eastern coast of the Mediterranean.
You have Canaanites, Phoenicians, various nomadic peoples, lots of peoples whose identities we're not even entirely sure of. And if we look over at the end of the row, we see a little seated god who's all covered in gold foil. And he's thought to be perhaps the Canaanite god El, who is always represented by a mature, seated man. This one is really extraordinary because he still has the gold overlay, and many of these would have had that original gold foil overlaying their bronze cast bodies.
Well, we today, I think, consider gold as a purely precious material. But what's important to realize when you look at ancient works of art is that gold had a very, very highly symbolic value to it, too. And in fact, we know that many objects of jewelry and many ornaments in the ancient world were originally not decorative as we think of them, but very much used for and made for cult statues. It's very, very important to note that the gold is not just something that is precious metal. It actually is in itself a symbol of divinity.